Chicago Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. 1-800-95-5-KLOS is the number. We're going to play Get the Fake Out for fun and fun.
The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. All the headlines are real, except for one. Get the fake out, you win. 1-800-95-5-5-5-6-7. All right, here are your headlines. Pope Francis compares fake news to eating poop.
We can stop there, I'm guessing.
All right, that's yours?
Yes.
You don't need to hear the rest.
No, that's it. Frosty's never do that.
Frosty's going with that one.
It's
okay.
The holy pee.
Here's another headline for you. Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama are teaming up to launch a clothing line for cats. World's first permanent ice hotel to open in Sweden.
I'm still happy with my choice.
Food truck sells My Little Pony burger made from actual pony. And finally, Iran is going to start issuing license plates for camels. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Those are your headlines. All are real, but one. Get the fake out. All right, you're going with the poop? Pope eating poop?
Yeah, it just seems so unlike him to say that.
Pope Francis compares fake news to eating poop. Okay, that's Frosty's choice. Heidi, if you could play, what do you think is a fake?
Man, I hope Oprah and Michelle Obama are making clothes for cats. You've got your first customer, ladies. I think I'm going to say the food truck that's going to serve My Little Pony burgers.
Okay.
Don't you eat horse and other actual pony? He didn't say it was in America.
Oh, damn it.
Horse in France?
That's true. I'm sticking with that, though.
France. Lisa May, pick out the fake headline.
I'm hoping that Oprah and Michelle Obama are not developing a line of clothing for cats. So that's what I'm voting for.
Okay, Lisa May. Eric, what do you think?
Anybody who understands physics knows that ice is usually not permanent. You can't open a permanent ice hotel.
All right. That's one Eric's going with.
They could constantly be moving their location. We're a little bit further down the block.
Try to find us.
Okay, we're a little bit further down the block. A little bit more. Remember where we used to be? Look to the right.
All right. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Keith was the first one through. Hello, Keith.
Iran making license plates for camels.
That is true. Sorry, that's just true.
That makes sense, I guess.
How's that make sense?
Well, you can identify who it was because they have to register their camel. So if something goes wrong, you're like, oh, I got the license. I'll get the plate number on that camel.
Register your camel.
And then you can know like who it was.
Was it a one hump or two humper, ma'am?
I don't know. It's going too fast. It's all a blur.
Can they pull camels over for speeding and things and give them tickets?
Can you imagine the line at the fill-up station?
Come on.
All right, let's...
Hey, no smoking.
Let's go to Pamela. Hello, Pamela.
Good morning.
Get the fake out.
I'm with Heidi, the food truck, Pony Burgers.
Yeah.
Food truck sells My Little Pony Burger. Made from actual pony. That is true.
No.
Sorry, yes.
Oh.
Where?
The food truck apparently started by an artist duo in the Dutch city of Breda. Has an unusual take on the concept of waste. Basically, that humans shouldn't treat animals like disposable products and that one obvious fix is to turn them into food when they stop being useful. So the big ticket item has always been the $18 My Little Pony Burger. So they don't really sell well because people do feel bad about the idea of eating horse. And all the ponies are locally sourced direct from one of Europe's top amusement parks. So when they stop doing the pony rides, they eat them. They're saying, don't waste it.
Oh.
It's food. So let's eat it.
How about let them go off to pasture? No more kids on your back and you get to just roam and be a pony.
How
and then when
that?
It dies, we eat it.
Well, yeah, but do you want to eat something that died of old age? I wouldn't.
Then let's kill it now and eat it.
No.
That's what they're saying. You're on board.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't eat an old cow steak?
I don't.
They age steaks. They kill it then hang it up for 18 days in the shed.
Yeah, but it's somehow I always feel like I'm eating just a teenager.
Yeah. I'm with you. Horses
eating a teenager.
Teenage cow, as I should clarify.
It's a calf.
No, that's a baby. That's a baby.
I only eat cows in their 20s.
Horses are lovable and they're very smart. So they're like dogs. They're almost like big, huge, massive pets. Some things I don't think you should eat just because they're too...
They're saying don't waste. So if something's going to die, let's eat it.
I get that. They're not killing it to eat it. They're not slaughtering it. It's already dead. But still, you don't have to eat everything. And I'm saying that.
Hello, Gabriel. Get the fake out.
Hi. Good morning. I'm going to say the ice hotel.
Oh, you agree with Eric on the ice hotel. Well, that is true. Yes. World's first permanent ice hotel to open in Sweden. Says here the resort known as Ice Hotel 365 hosts 55 rooms, including 20 suites, and is made up of 30,000 liters of frozen water from the Torn River. The hotel uses a solar-powered refrigerating plant used to keep the ice and snow that make up the hotel frozen. Well, that's ironic. He uses solar power to chill it down.
That is weird.
You know, if it wasn't for the sun, we couldn't have this ice hotel. What in the hell?
Huh? You blew my mind.
Is there a heater of any kind in case it's too cold?
No, yeah. I mean, they have ice chairs, everything. You've seen the ice hotels. But they have, they just have like an animal pelt on the seat. So you don't have like your sack stick to the seat.
So there's no space heater in case you're just too chilly. You can't call the front desk.
No. Hi, real quick, my bed melted last night. I was wondering if somebody could bring another one out.
We need more towels. The bed melted.
Upkeeping. Look out.
All right. I think we have two headlines that remain. We have Pope Francis compares fake news to eating poop. Frosty thinks it's that one. And Lisa thinks it's Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama are teaming up to launch a clothing line for cats. One is real, one is fake. Let's see. Eric thinks it's the cat clothing line. Mike thinks it's the Pope fake news eating. He's like eating poop. The fake headline is Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama are teaming up to launch a clothing line for cats. That's not true. So, Eric, you're a big winner. Congratulations. Settle down.
Yeah, all right. I see what you did there. You knew that they were having a big interview.
I know, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So that means the Pope actually said what he said he said.
He did say that. I'm going to give you tickets to go see Fishbone at the Roxy on December 23rd, okay?
Thanks, bud.
Stay on hold. Going to hook you up with those. Yes, he says Pope Francis told the Belgian Catholic Weekly.
Which we all read, I'm sure.
Sure.
All the time.
Hold. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yes, that he's been very unhappy with the producers of news as of late and warned that the rash of misleading information being spread across the net is similar to eating dookie.
That has to be a translation error.
Yeah. I mean, he's right.
He used the medical term for actually eating poop, coprophilia.
Oh.
But that's what that means. He used the medical term. Is there a medical term for eating poop?
I guess.
If the Pope talks about poop, wouldn't it make it holy...
And isn't that more ironic than the sun making an ice hotel is that the Pope's talking about fake news?
This close.
He's
to
like,
Chris,
come on now. I'm sick of this fake news stuff. It's like, you?
So
you're cool. Sick of the fake news? We need to be more transparent. Really?
Did you see, I think, it wasn't over the weekend because I was unconscious. Maybe it was Friday's story that it said Facebook has said they're going to put a warning label on things that it knows is fake. Because, you know, people repost fake news and they send it on.
Oh, yeah, that was Friday, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hate that. Of course, freedom of speech, you can continue to send this stuff, but they're going to stick a label on it. Warning, what you're about to read is fake. But it won't stop people from sending it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's still
why would you read it or why would you send it on if you know it's fake? It's going to have a fake label on it.
I heard that the story that I brought up last week about the Santa Claus that had the 5-year-old die in his arms, that was fake.
The crying guy? The weeping Santa?
Yeah.
That's fake.
I don't know.
You brought that to the show and it moved us all.
He was so convincing on the news. He was all weepy.
Yeah, he was on every news outlet.
Yeah, most fake news doesn't have the actual guy saying this is what happened.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Well, he's a good actor.
I don't know.
If he faked that.
I don't know if it's fake or not.
Maybe the story about it being fake is fake. See?
This sounds fake. And it's one of your stories, Frosty. Sylvester Stallone on Trump cabinet.
Oh, yeah. I hate to tell you, but that's actually
That sounds
true.
Fake.
No, that's... Stallone may be on the cabinet. It's not one of the regular cabinet positions, but it's like ambassador to the arts and for the craft of arts. Trump wants someone on the cabinet to help support the arts, and Sylvester Stallone is who he's put forward and said, would you like to do this? And Stallone said yes. Now, I think that's great, but I think Sly could be better used in there in something that matters. Not the arts guy in the next room. He's got some crisis. Sorry, I wish we could use Stallone, but he's like downstairs talking about the Kennedy Center Honor Program. No, I want him in there running the defense or something.
Yes, Stallone? As Rambo.
Yeah.
John Rambo.
Why not? Wouldn't that put the fear in our enemies if we had Rambo in the cabinet?
Mm-hmm. Or Cobra, either one.
Rambo, Trump, all those generals.
Stick in his mouth at every meeting.
Cobra. but not the country singer in Dolly.
Over that? The top.
No. When was it?
Rhinestone.
When he was a country singer with Dolly Parton. Not that guy.
Definitely not that guy. No.
Where he's driving a taxi and Dolly Parton had to make him a star.
Yeah. I must have missed that one.
Oh, my
really?
God. Oh, you're
lucky. Talk about the most horrible movie of all time.
What about Throw Mama from the Train? Wasn't that supposed to be the worst of all time? He was in that.
True. Sylvester Stallone was in that.
Wasn't he?
I think so, yeah.
With Estelle Getty was his mom.
Estelle Getty, yeah, and Sly Stallone.
Oh. Okay. Patrick says that's
stop. Stop or my mom will shoot.
Oh, what did I say? Throw Mama from the Train?
Yeah, that's different. That has like John Candy in it.
No
that's Planes, Trains, and automobiles.
There's one called, I swear, maybe there's a rap song. Is there a rap song? The Tupac Shakur song, Throw My Mama from the Train. Yo, shoot the cop, shoot the cop. Throw the mama, shoot the mama, throw the cop.
Throw Mama from the Train might have been Danny DeVito. I don't know.
It's all mush. All I'm saying is Stallone is being misused on Trump's cabinet.
Oh. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. You can call us anytime. You can also text the show. Just text FHF and your comment to 68683. Right now, we got to look at traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by...